News. I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough night weather-wise across much of the country. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, another monster storm moved across the middle part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee with some details.
At least three reported tornadoes in northeast Kansas. And on the wintry side of the storm, snow in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Up to 2 feet of snow already in the Colorado Rockies. Spinouts on I-70 near Evergreen. And Denver could see its biggest snowstorm in 3 years.
China's foreign ministry says Wednesday's overwhelming House vote forcing TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a ban is a violation of fair competition and international trade rules. There's no indication on how the Senate might vote. Members of the LGBTQ community in Japan are cheering a landmark decision by a Japanese court, which ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The court doesn't have the power to overturn the country's current laws, but has called for an urgent government action to do so. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin is under at least a high level of fire danger today, and a handful of counties in the middle of the state are looking at an extremely high fire danger. The Department of Natural Resources updated its fire danger map yesterday. Wardens are warning people not to burn brush today. President Biden is sending $36 million to Milwaukee for wider sidewalks, bus lanes, and sewer improvements.
My predecessor as an ally and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted, he voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. A small fire broke out in a marshy area by Lake Monona Tuesday. It happened just after noon around Bridge Road. The fire was just 25 feet from the lakeshore and had flames about 6 to 8 feet high. Due to its location, the Madison Fire Department had to send their Brush 12 pickup truck to put out the fire. After about 90 minutes, the fire was put out and about 1 acre of land was burned. The founder of Greenbush Bakery in Madison has died. Marv Miller was 82 when he died Friday of kidney dialysis. Miller bought the bakery in 1996 and oversaw the day-to-day operations of the business until his grandson Taylor Carlson took over in 2016. Carlson says his grandfather will be remembered for his gift of gab and his ability to connect with even a complete stranger. A visitation for Miller will be held this Saturday at Gunderson Funeral Home. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father, Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I mean, I feel really good up there. And
the Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. We may even catch an isolated thunderstorm mixed in there at some point. Overall, between a quarter and a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening, with a high of 45 today, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by judicial candidate Rochelle Johnson-Bent, talking about why your circuit court trial judges are important to you.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This place just keeps going downhill, and I don't need to spend my time here. We've taken impeachment and we've made it a social media issue as opposed to a constitutional concept. Mike Johnson's ability to talk me into staying here is going to be about as successful as his ability into talking me into unconstitutional impeachments.
Chris, who said that?
$10.
Whoa!
Well, I just played
you
it.
You can't. You're on his side now. You're putting the name on the soundbite list.
I always do.
Well, you're supposed to answer with?
Ken Buck.
Well, no. I
who
said,
you are or what you do.
Exactly. I said it, so you need to say this.
Wait, everything's upside down.
I know.
It's not even on the soundbite list. Is that who you are or what you do?
Wow, Ken Buck with a parting shot.
I know.
As he burns the GOP village to save it.
Sweet.
Oh, my good. Yeah. Oh, cute. Wait. You know what? We might as well just play Arms of the Angels for all the whiny little GOP bitches this morning. Aw, Lauren Boebert rages at selfish Ken Buck. Oh, all right. Well, I was going to give her violin.
Here
and
it comes.
Lauren Boebert rages at selfish Ken Buck for rigging her reelection bid in her district.
It's all about her.
Oh, Handy McHand job from Hand Job Town. Don't be sad. You weren't going to win anyway.
Hey,
she came in like fourth in the straw poll in the district she carpetbagged to. She wasn't going to win it. You listen, Hansie McKenzie from Losertown, you weren't going to win anyway. So
sounds like she was
now
chained
can,
up.
Now she can blame Ken Buck and use the word rigged.
Sounds yeah. like she was chained up outside in a snowstorm, shivering.
So cold. So cold. You know what keeps you warm? You know, dialing your nipples like combination locks and also giving handy jays, especially vigorous ones. It'll warm you up.
You know what will keep you really warm?
What?
Denver Sexy Liberal.
Oh,
we can celebrate this.
Oh, good. Lauren, come on over. Keep your hands to yourself in our theater. We're good, God-fearing people at Sexy Liberal.
We are. Yeah.
We don't want any of that trashy behavior at Sexy Liberal.
Get your tickets at sexyliberal.com.
That's my job. I'm in charge of being trashy at Sexy Liberal. Everybody else.
You are going to be ape dump at Sexy Liberal Denver.
Oh my god. I'm gonna take the Boberting up to 11. Oh, I'm sorry, you might as well play Arms of the Angels again because Katie Britt has sent out a fundraising plea. She's also so cold, so cold.
Shivering in the snow, chained
sad.
Up.
So sad.
She has made a self-pitying fundraising plea after her State of the Union became a national laughingstock. Following my speech, we can't get Carlos in here this early to read this. I'm sorry. I apologize. I can do the crazy Katie Britt eyes on social media. I can't get the
Carlos
voice.
Is asleep.
Voice is he's a good Emmy-winning voice guy. Yeah. I can't.
And he's asleep in Vagina Island.
Yes,
he is.
Yes. I can't quite capture the creepy whispery quality that Carlos
can. Sure you
can.
Yeah, you can. Give it a try.
Sure you can, lady.
Following my speech, the left-wing media didn't waste a second flooding the airwaves with despicable, disgusting messages about me.
The right-wing media took her to task, too.
Yeah. They attacked my character. They attacked my faith. They attacked my identity as a mother and wife.
Who attacked your faith?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Segway. Bam, bam. Get mommy's medicine.
I'm ad-libbing a little
bit. The medicine would be Benadryl?
Benadryl. Turnpike, hurry.
Yeah, Benadryl. Get my Benadryl.
My heart is broken. Not just for myself, but for my children. Your children? What do my children have to do with this?
You don't have children.
Anybody's children. What do they have to do with it?
No idea.
And the entire, next generation of Americans. Why? Oh, she's like the Nancy Kerrigan right wing now. Why? Why me? Because I didn't prepare a 20-minute speech to stand up to Biden in front of millions of Americans. For me, I did it for them. For you. And your children, friend.
Friend?
Friend.
I'm not her friend.
She didn't do this for your children.
I'm definitely not her friend. I'm a little too homo for her.
Oh, my God. This is so Trumpy. Listen to this. Friend, they're not just laughing at me. They're laughing at... Yes, they are. Yes, they're just laughing at you.
Really hard at you.
The right and the left.
Yeah.
They're laughing at every single American who dares to stand up to their radical agenda. Every patriot who fights to defend their dream, because they can't handle the truth about their failed leader. Thank you.
And the Oscar goes to
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, exactly. Who's hot?
Wow.
Yeah, apparently Ted Cruz thinks Scarlett Johansson's hot.
Will her heart go on, Chris? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Kate Winslet can play her in the next fundraising pitch. Maybe Kate Winslet will sell the Heart of the Ocean and give to her fundraising. Wow, that is super sad. Sad.
Oh,
I threw out the wrong right-wing whiny bitch story. Sorry. First one was Lauren Boebert. Oh, this is Katie Britt.
My heart is broken.
I just picture her on the wood with Leonardo DiCaprio. Don't you wish that it was? I know she was at least smart enough not to put this on video so that we all could use it and put Arms of the Angels and My Heart Will Go On over it. It was just written.
It was smart.
Right. Someone on her staff has kind of smartened up. Whoever was in charge of fact-checking the sex trafficking story at least smartened up to go, no, don't put it on tape. Okay. Wow. Okay. And also, Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Gushed over Scarlett Johansson and how gorgeous and hot she is. Can I just tell you, as a woman, I know one thing for 100%. When Scarlett Johansson heard this, she threw up in her mouth a little bit.
I just think I'm going to birth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she did.
During a conversation with Senator Katie Britt on his podcast.
There's a brain trust.
Wow. He said the thing that was the coolest is you're played by Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson's hot.
She was making fun of her.
I know.
This is what the right wing always does. When they get totally made a laughing stock by the entire country, they try to make it seem like, oh, no, we meant to do that. That was cool. It makes us cool. Yeah, that was it. He said, I'm genuinely jealous because, look, SNL's come after me a bunch of times, and they don't ever have Tom Cruise play me.
Oh, God.
Why would that be, do you think?
They always had A.D. Bryant play
him. He doesn't look anything. A.D. Bryant looks a lot more like him than Tom Cruise. Yeah. That's why they don't have Tom Cruise play you.
Well, A.D. Bryant is attractive.
Yes.
Yes.
How come you get a gorgeous movie star? That's a real compliment. You ought to be pretty psyched with. Katie Britt said, well, I was actually pretty pumped about that. Yeah, she meant to do that.
She was pumped.
Yeah, she's pumped. She's psyched. It's fantastic.
She loved being made fun of.
Can I just say, she's played by Scarlett Johansson because she's legitimately pretty.
Katie Britt is pretty. Absolutely. Pretty woman.
Can I make a comment who's
dated
maybe a couple of super gorgeous, super crazy women? There is a strand running through, right? Christy Nome, Nancy Mace, Katie Britt. beautiful. They're beautiful. They're but. Okay. And I'm just saying I know what I'm talking about. Yes.
Can't Christy Noem get her teeth fixed in South Dakota?
I know. Why does she have to go to Texas? This is a three-day story already.
Yeah. Why does she have to go to Texas?
Oh, I know. Does that mean she's moving up farther on the VP list?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Noem is one syllable, and it'll fit under Trump very
nicely.
I know,
but you know what I was thinking is going to be so fun? Is if he does pick her, we could do a Trump Noem and then just put a picture of the Travelocity with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Trump Noem. I don't think they thought of that yet.
Yes. With the tagline, am I going to die?
The answer is yes. Yeah. If you elect Trump, yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking that yesterday. I was like, oh, please, please. Christine Noem. Trump Noem.
Uh-huh.
Just think of the fun we can have with garden gnomes.
Sure.
By the time we get to the end of this campaign, people won't actually know it's the governor of South Dakota. They'll actually think, because they're dumb enough, aren't they, maggots, to think he's running with the Travelocity Noem, which may get him just as many votes as picking Christy Noem.
By the way, okay, speaking of MAGA morons,
I'm sorry. I know they're sort of equally funny and really super depressing. Because I was saying, I guess we'll find out in November how really stupid some portion of Americans are. Like, that just believe whatever Trump says, which is just, I remember we played the thing, the lady's like, well, I sure do appreciate him giving me $35 insulin. Like, he didn't. Right, him saying about how horrible the country and the economy is when it's provably 11 billion times better. When he killed a million of us with COVID and we were wiping our ass with coffee filters. But there is going to be a segment that, really? Believes that Biden's made everything horrible? I can't. Okay. Okay. This is... Okay. Wow. And this is dictators are good now.
They're good now.
All right.
Right. This is 24. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. And...
Xi Jinping is fighting against
He's a good guy.
Oh, so he's fighting against...
Well, think about it. He's not part of the CCP.
Yes, he is.
Trump's not doing it alone. He's got Xi of China helping him, Mo of India, Putin.
So Xi Jinping is the only person in the Chinese Communist Party that's not a communist, and he's fighting against the Chinese Communist Party.
He's fighting the CCP.
And he's the head of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, it's the CCP, just like we're fighting the deep state.
Xi Jinping, Modi, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump are all working against the deep state.
Okay. Oh, no, please. I must hear
There's
more.
There's one more.
Yeah.
He is part of the good guys. The reason I think that is because he's fixing to go into Taiwan.
He's fixing
You
to
wait
go.
And see what I tell you. When he gets into Taiwan, guess what he's going to find? More labs.
More bio labs.
That is all planned out, y'all.
Bio labs?
It's all planned out. This is one big sting operation. That's what I believe.
Yeah. So Xi Jinping, Putin, and Trump are the only ones fighting... against the deep state and making sure that there are no bioweapons to be released.
That's right. Because if they do not stop them, they will release them.
That's from the TikTok.
On a scale of deedly, how deedly deedly was that woman?
Oh, honey,
I'm sorry.
She's
I know
fine.
You don't want me to stereotype.
Yep.
He's fixing to go into power.
Maybe we should ban
TikTok.
Maybe we should ban TikTok after that.
He's fixing to go into Taiwan to get them biolabs. I sense another. You know what? I'm done with Katie Britt. I'm going to start. You know what? I'm going to start doing our own bits, Magdalene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Chris, this completes our timeline of stupid in that anti-vaxxer JFK Jr. RFK Jr. is thinking of picking Aaron Rodgers as his vice president. Anti-vaxxer football player Aaron Rodgers is his vice presidential pick, who is also a Sandy Hook denier.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live in which timeline?
The stupidest.
Stupidest. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And scene for America. Okay, so
you know what though? he'll take more votes from Trump than
he will
from Biden. So I'm not all that worried about it.
He will.
I know.
Dems don't want him.
Yeah. Okay. Except some people will be like, oh, football. Yay, football. I like football guy.
No. Democrats are smarter than that. Republicans aren't.
Well, that's what I mean. Hopefully someone will buy a boat here. Hulk smash. Okay. All right. So this news broke yesterday about the Georgia things being thrown out. And I think, you were correct, Jody, it's not as bad as we think. I think, and also it seems people are saying it's a signal that he is not going to disqualify Toni Willis.
He's not
going to
disqualify her. He's offering her to refile.
Yeah, and that decision could come today.
Yeah, and we were And Judge Cannon, I don't know. You know what? We need the Rocky Mountain Mike Pitt. We need, yeah. Judge Cannon, I don't even know what to say because of witness number, is it five? I believe witness number five. Yes. Here we go. And
we're here at Mar-a-Lago where the FBI has just executed a search warrant. With us is a resort staff member. Sir, what did you say when you realized the FBI had arrived?
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell.
The feds were looking for classified documents. Where were they stored?
In a white room with black curtains.
And in there, where were they kept?
Little boxes made of ticky-tacky.
And while the secrets were here, who had access to them? We're speaking with the former president. Mr. Trump, since you were so careless with classified information, who would you say is the most vulnerable?
Secret agent man, secret agent man.
Mr. Trump, we haven't seen much of Melania. What has she been doing? The affidavit the Justice Department released contains statements from people quite close to you. How would you explain this? Mr. Trump, what would you say is your number one accomplishment?
We have no secrets.
We're speaking with the Attorney General. Where would you say Mr. Trump has brought us? Sir, what is the secret to handling classified material?
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
What do you say when you hear that Mr. Trump said he declassified these documents? How do you think this will end for the former president?
Born through a party in the county jail.
That's our report. Back to you.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Welcome. Thanks for tuning into the Dr. Demento Show. Right. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Every morning I come in, Jody, what happens? That chair is empty.
Yes, autopilot is gone. Genucelling.
We have to blow up autopilot because Chris is Genucelling.
Yep.
Because he's man enough to admit that he moisturizes.
The manual inflation tube is along the belt line.
Yes, yes. And I am upstairs Genucelling. Uh-huh. XV cream every morning is my go-to. Gen 90 is my new under eye and forehead, frown line, that whole thing. Around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the little thing, you know, under your chin right there.
That thing.
Yeah. Gen 90 is the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. They are always working on new products. This one's fantastic. Gen 90 technology, luxurious paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, starts working in just seconds, you know, because you can feel that tingly, tingly, tingly. XV are my ride or die is my Genucel XV. Collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. Fantastic. You get Gen 90 and XV on sale during Genucel's spring sale, including in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Try it now. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Stephanie Miller.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing, your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244 or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
People saw me and assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty Dogs.
Yes, I wore my Let's Go Darwin shirt in honor of RFK Jr. choosing Aaron Rodgers for his vice presidential candidate. Presumably. I don't know. We'll see.
He's one of three, I think, that we're
named. Jesse Ventura was in
that. Oh, Jesse Ventura, sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie Miller Show guest, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, man, he is a trip without a suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And you know oil doesn't come from the ground, Stephanie?
Okay. Hi, Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi, yes, Stephanie. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
All right, everybody stop Katie Britting me. It's creeping me out.
Okay. I just want to mention about the great Steve Cohen out of Tennessee and what he said during the hearing. I noticed that no one wasn't really bringing up. And so I just want to quote him, and I'm glad he said it after Rafe McForehead's comment. Mm-hmm. And he said, and understanding Social Security and Medicaid are important institutions that help seniors and not senile people. I mean, I really, I really object to that comment. See, he's not nobody suggesting he's senile, and that's disrespectful of senior people with any kind of memory disability. Lots of seniors have memory disabilities, but they're not senile. And to say such a thing is shameful. Joe Biden is a competent, good president who knows American values.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, Steve. Thank
you. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you too. By the way, also, comedians, once again, must we do all the heavy lifting? Seth Meyers played.
Oh, God. I wish I could have.
I think the best.
Trump, so funny.
This is all we can do with Trump saying, oh, it's AI. Is you just got to keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
There can't be that many people that stupid that really think this is AI than all of these montages they've seen. And how come it's Daily Show and Seth Meyers and us and, you
Kimmel,
know,
everybody.
SNL that has to, you know. Anyway. Okay, Kyle Frisch next.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new leader at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse. James Beebe comes to UWL from Keene State College, New Hampshire. He was provost and vice president for academic affairs. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired in December after pornographic videos he made with his wife surfaced online. Gao is still on the UWL faculty, but the Board of Regents is looking into revoking his tenure. Yesterday's U.S. House vote to try to force TikTok's owners to divest from the Chinese government is a win for Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This is about foreign adversary control of American social media and, by extension, the dominant news platform for young Americans.
But Senate Leader Chuck Schumer has not committed to advancing Gallagher's bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Dane County Regional Airport will hold their fifth annual Flight of Lights display starting this Friday. The drive-through light display will be set up along International Lane by the airport and is free of charge. The mile-and-a-half route includes six different themes, including tributes to first responders, the medical community, and some favorite destinations at the airport. The display will run daily starting at 7:30 through April 7th. The city of Watertown has a new fire chief. They announced Tuesday that Tanya Rainin will be the next person to lead their fire department. She most recently served as the deputy chief of training at Lake County Fire Rescue. City leaders hope Rainin will help make the fire department a destination department for firefighters across the state. She will take command of the post next month, with a public swearing-in ceremony being held at a later date. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with rain likely today. We may even catch an isolated thunderstorm mixed in there at some point. Overall, between a quarter and a half inch or more of rain by the time it winds down this evening, with a high of 45 today, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
If the election were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden? Can you confirm that he would have your vote today?
Of course. Democracy is on the line. We are facing down fascism. And I personally know what my life felt like having Trump as the president of this country. And I know what it felt like for my constituents and for people around this country and around the world. We have to do everything that we can to make sure that does not happen to our country again.
Thank you, Representative Ilhan Omar. I was going to wear my squad t-shirt in honor of that, but then the RFK Jr. picking Aaron Rodgers for vice president, I had to go with the Let's Go Darwin. But part two, Representative
Omar. And do you think your constituents ultimately will come to the same conclusion that you did, you know, the tens of thousands who voted uncommitted as a protest against the president?
Well, the uncommitteds have been very clear. They want a change in policy, and we've seen that. Within 3 days, you had the vice president using the word ceasefire. We now have the president saying there is a red line if Israel goes into Rafah, that he is going to condition aid.
So who better to talk to about this? Former campaign strategist.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
Oh, you're the first person not to do a Katie Britt impression. Thank you for that.
Where are you? I'm not going to do it in front of the master.
That's Carlos Elsrocky, but okay. So, Carl, that was pretty significant, right? I mean, obviously, this has been one of the factors is how much of this, you know, I don't even know, uncommitted, whether it's RFK Jr., third party, whatever, is going to affect November. But I think that was a huge step forward that Ilhan Omar, I think that she was so unequivocal and said, of course, our democracy's on the line, end of period, right?
Well, I think that bears out in the polling and in the results. In primary after primary, we're seeing Trump, who doesn't even have an opponent anymore, getting like 60% of the primary vote in his own party, which is remarkable dissatisfaction with their choice and a lack of unity on their side. And on the Democratic side, you may have people registering protest votes, but for all intents and purposes, people are fairly united.
You know, what Aaron tweeted, great point by Carlos Elsrocky yesterday on the Stephanie Miller Show. Netanyahu and Putin don't want you to vote for Biden. They'll do anything they can to get you not to vote for Biden. If you really want Netanyahu out, voting third party and electing Trump will only strengthen Putin and Netanyahu. And I think, you know, I keep quoting Dino Badala because he's obviously part Palestinian and feels very strongly about this, understandably, just saying Netanyahu is deliberately now doing everything he can to undermine Biden so that Trump will get back in.
I had trouble hearing that. I think it was something along the lines of Netanyahu and whether he has thumb on the scales. I think it would not be the first time that we've seen an attempt like this. And look, I think what's telling is that it's not impacting Biden's strategy here. And, if the shoe were on the other foot, if this was Trump, I think we'd be seeing something entirely different. But, you know, this is a president who's focused on doing what's right.
Yep. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. I don't know what that was. It's our poltergeist. They're back.
Sure.
Just to F with us. Okay. And, you know, again, I don't want to get happy clappy. This one, new report shows the majority of the more than 3 million Nikki Haley supporters will vote for President Biden and not Donald Trump. This is more than enough votes to sway the election. That certainly seems to be the case. Again, I guess it's anyone's guess in November, right?
Well, you know, you have to have a certain opinion of Donald Trump to continue voting for Nikki Haley weeks after she dropped out of the election.
Yes.
And so I'm not surprised by it. Even if it's only half of that total, that's still a huge number of people. I think it's difficult for Trump because he's done absolutely nothing to grow his constituency in the 12 years that he's been on the political stage, or 10 years he's been on the political stage. And that means that he has nowhere to go. He has nowhere to grow. And if anything, he's shrunk his ability to persuade people to come to his side.
Right. And obviously, you know, the one, you know, wild card everybody keeps talking about, Carl, is a criminal conviction. Well, I know it's anyone's guess whether there will be a trial, whether there will be a conviction before the election. Let's talk about this latest, this Fani Willis thing, because this broke during our show yesterday. And of course, we're used to going, oh, my God, he's going to get away with it. But Judge McAfee eliminated some of the Fulton County election interference charges against Trump yesterday. Some legal analysts so believe that gives a clear hint about how he will rule on disqualifying District Attorney Fani Willis. Norm Eisen's explained the move is somewhat of an indication that Judge McAfee will not disqualify Willis, refusing to throw out key elements of the RICO charge, although he's tossing few of the later counts against a few of the defendants for lack of specificity. If he was going to disqualify Willis, he would likely not have bothered to wrap up this very detailed order, since he's busy and disqualification will effectively freeze the case for a while. So I'm not as panicked about that particular one. It feels, did you say, Chris, today we may hear?
We could hear as early as today, yeah. Sure.
I mean, but I think most reasonable people think it would be ridiculous for him to disqualify Fani Willis.
Yes, it would be. And, you know, what's telling to me is that, and probably what keeps Trump up late at night, other than the Adderall, is the fact that you look at Republican polling, a hefty percentage of Republicans will not vote for him if he's convicted. I think they don't understand what charges he faces because they're ostriching their way through the primary with their head in the sand, right?
Yeah.
So they don't know what he's actually being charged with other than what they might hear or glean on Fox News or
yeah, and others. The lies that he puts out constantly about it.
Right. And so when and if that happens, I think that brings remarkable clarity to the situation. You know, even if only a small fraction of the Republicans who say they will not vote for him if he's convicted, even if only a fraction of them end up doing that, that's still a lot of people he can't afford to lose.
Just one more so we understand this. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said, no, Fani Willis' case against Trump has not been destroyed. Judge McAfee made it crystal clear that Willis can refile, adding more details. He's just covering himself, making sure he can't be overturned on appeal after Trump and his cronies get convicted, because they will be. And that's what a lot of, you know, everybody is saying, that this and the documents case are pretty slam dunk, either on tape or documents, right? So Renato Mariotti, our other legal ed, said, key point, Fani Willis and her team could re-indict and add those counts right back into the indictment as the judge contemplated in the footnote below. Doing so would add delay, so she may not do so. There are many other counts, although now Meadows is only charged with RICO. So it does seem, I don't even know what that means. Do you, Jody?
No.
Something. It's just fun to say specificity. it's an order quashing certain counts in the indictment because they lack specificity to put the defendants on notice so they can prepare an adequate defense. I don't know. I mean, obviously, several counts remain. I mean, I think it's not the best news, but if it does indicate that Fani Willis will not be disqualified, then good. Let's, you know, full speed. And by the way, well, you know what's the you best, if when you come for the queen, you best not miss? Mm-hmm. Now she's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, look, it's probably a good thing. And here's my calculus on it. If there's concern that these could be overturned because of the lack of specificity. Thank you. Then it's better to head that off at the pass now.
Right.
And, you know, have the opening for refiling than to get further down the road and have it overturned.
Yeah, good point. Want to get your take on another vote. Our good friend Black Knight, our new friend, tweeted, can't believe we got more votes for banning TikTok from America than we got for banning Trump. They're both owned by foreign adversaries, but only one of them is running for president. That's a good point. And I do get some people saying, what's the difference, you know, with Twitter and Facebook? You know, like, they've all been used by foreign adversaries to, you know, interfere in our elections.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, the same people that people are concerned about with TikTok could be posting things on Facebook and they don't give a care,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, it's interesting to see that Trump has changed his tune on TikTok as well.
Yeah.
You know, all it took was one of his billionaire donors being one of the financiers of TikTok to get him to change his mind on whether or not it should ban.
Shocked. He was shocked to find there's gambling going on TikTok. Here are your winnings, Mr. Trump. Oh, thank you.
This after 2 years of his administration trying to pull the plug on it for purely political reasons. But, you know, it's telling nonetheless. Look, I don't think it's going to get banned. I think TikTok is taking this very seriously. They're actually posting content and getting people to take action through the app. You know, I think the fact that Trump is willing to turn on a dime at the behest of a billionaire donor should give us all pause about anything he says.
Well, he famously doesn't drink, but now he is guzzling Bud Light by the keg, apparently. For the same reason, because they did a fundraiser for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's principle, Carl.
It is. I heard it's ketchup in his Bud Light, though.
I loved, by the way, Hunter Biden's response to, speaking of, I don't know, just being bought off, he said that he declines to testify unless they have the Trump children also testify, which is, yes, okay, then let's get Jared up there and find out about the $2 billion bloody Saudi money, right?
Smart. You know, and this is the thing, you know, you see these interviews at Trump rallies where, you know, the interviewers will recount all the things that the Trump kids did during their father's administration. And they say, like, don't you think the kid should be, you know, charged? And they all think they're talking about Hunter. And then he tells them that they're talking about the Trump kids. And all of a sudden it's like, oops.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Chris, who said this place just keeps going downhill? Mike Johnson's ability to talk me into staying here is going to be as successful as his ability of talking me into unconstitutional impeachments. Who said that?
Bam Bam Rubble.
No, you just played it at the top, Ken Buck.
Oh, is that who you are? What you like to do?
In his case, both.
Okay.
Bucking the Republican. Carl, I have to say, it is a fantastic parting shot in that already Lauren Boebert is whining about election being rigged against her now, and she was going to lose anyway. But what is your take, you know, on the fact that people are saying, like, they literally could hand the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries before the election? I mean, we're down to a two-person majority, right? That actually they're saying other people actually, I don't know, that's the rumors, they're thinking about also leaving.
Well, you have to ask yourself, like, are we surprised? Look, they've gotten nothing done, right? How did he become speaker? He's like the ninth choice. Right?
And by the way, that tells you everything you need to know. Mike Johnson was blindsided by this, apparently, by Ken Buck's departure.
Well, nobody talks to each other in the Republican conference. That is evident in how they do their thing, their thinking and decision making there. This Republican speaker is that position. If you're a Republican and you're elected speaker, you are cursed. Mm-hmm. It is like your family took the totem back on the plane from Hawaii with the Bradys.
Yeah.
your job is not going to last.
See, I went with Spinal Trap Drummer, but that's even better.
Yeah, the Bobby Brady Tiki Amulet.
Yeah, oh, it's fantastic. Uh-huh. They say he was blindsided, as was Steve Scalise, number two. Ken Buck has not been happy for a long time. It kind of reflects the sort of radicalization of somebody in Ken Buck who came to some level of prominence running as a Tea Party candidate in 2010, which feels like an ice age for the U.S. Senate, a political outsider who gets to the House. He's done 10 years in the House. I mean, remember we used to think the Tea Party was so radical and lunatic? I mean, now those people are getting pushed out because they're not nearly MAGA and lunatic enough.
Well, I mean, I think part of it comes down to, you know, what is the threshold for somebody to be like, enough, enough? Plenty of Republicans have reached that point privately in Congress.
Somebody said it's like an abusive, you know, spouse and, like, you know, the who's shocked when the wife finally leaves, you know? I mean, how could they be shocked, right?
Well, I think Ken Buck has been very clear about where he stands for the last many months, if not years. But look, the speaker is only the speaker because nobody else could get the job. If he did not see this position as tenuous at best when he took the job, then, you know, it's only a matter of time before he's out on his rear end.
Who's the little teeny tiny guy that was before him? Patrick McHenry?
McHenry,
the angriest elf?
Yeah.
He's leaving too.
And he was taking shots at what a loser Mike Johnson is, because nobody, what you just said, that no one else wanted it, and he was fifth choice. It's like Russian nesting dolls, right? Like, he's even little, like, Mike Johnson's this big. And
right.
And what we know is that every Republican is full of themselves, right? So, like.
Yes. Carl, you're on fire this morning. All right, you lovable scamp. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Whee! How proud are we to have Credo Mobile as a new sponsor? We all do business with companies that don't share our values. Sometimes you feel like you don't have a choice. Your phone company's different. You can choose Credo. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Mm-hmm. Bam. It's America's only progressive phone company. They've donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofit groups. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get that good feeling that comes with knowing that you're making a difference.
That's right.
Right? You get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. And check it out. Go to CredoMobile.com, and for a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEF. I mean, it's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
Off into infinity, spinning into space. CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off when you use the code STEF.
I like the producing, the executive producing, and especially the co-producing. But
Stephanie Miller
was the best I've ever seen.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100 night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde, right here at my feet in their little calming dog bed. Why? Because they've already had their Dr. Marty's.
That's right. They've had breakfast.
I love kisses after they eat Dr. Marty. I know it's a little weird. That smells so good.
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell it's real food. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes. Read the bag. It's incredible. It's everything you'd eat, everything you'd feed your real kids. Your real kids, they are my real kids.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, doggies, kitties, this is all the movement in pet food is real food. What have you been feeding? What's the meat and meal? What's the supermarket scraps? What have you been doing, people?
Nobody knows what that is.
No. Dr. Marty's has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives, and they love the flavor. It is raw, freeze-dried. They go crazy for the flavor. Today, you get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Oh. Ooh, the beef liver jug tooth. Yay! Yeah. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Might I have my sexy liberal music, please? I mean, the Twitter is... What you call it? Facebook. It's exploding, Chris. The
it
Twitter
is.
And the threads and the social media.
Yep.
Mignon says, I got my tickets for Sexy Liberal Tour January 2025 in Washington, D.C.
All right.
If the unthinkable happens, we'll return to the States for a show and then leave again. No, you're not leaving. You're staying here. We'll be celebrating. Rita says, got two more of my friends to get tickets to the show in Kansas City.
Woo-hoo.
Bringing my total to 2 lesbians, 3 gays, 3 heteros. Nice. Nice diverse crew. Nicely done. Susan, we got our tickets for Stephanie Miller's Save the World Sexy Liberal Tour in Phoenix. Can't wait for September. Love you guys. Kitty, Steph, I got my Philly tickets down front. I'll be ready to assist Stephanie Miller as needed. That'll be fine. I am not planning to dive into the orchestra pit at every Philly show. That was a one time only.
Well, we're planning on filling the orchestra pit with Chuck E. Cheese balls.
Thank you. With colored balls, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I just turned my own microphone off.
Why did I do that?
Why did you?
I don't
why? Know. What's my damage?
I don't know.
Let's ask Jenny the Giggling Whore
okay.
in Baltimore. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Stephanie. Listen, I feel so bad about yesterday because I was so filled with the snark listening to you do your Katie Britt thing and Carlos doing his Katie Britt thing. I just couldn't resist. But I did have a reason for calling you.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so my reason for calling was to thank you because watching the Robert Herr stuff made me really doubt masculinity in general. But then you had Man Meat Wednesday.
Yes.
And my faith is restored. And also, yes. Can we just take a moment of silence for the 6 counts that were just thrown out by Judge McAfee?
Is everybody a comedian?
Is everybody gay?
All right. Is everybody do a Katie Britt now?
Yes, everybody does.
Uh-huh.
I listened, though, to Bob Seska and Buzz Burbank, and they declared my Katie Britt the best, better than Saturday Night Live. So thank you, Bob. Thank you, Buzz. It's not true,
they,
but I don't care.
They came to you with tears in their eyes. Sir,
they came
you do
to
the
me
best
with
Katie Britt.
They came to me with tears in their eyes,
uh-huh.
and they said, sir, said, please, call me Peppermint Patty. Yours is the best. You know, if you like your Katie Britt extra crazy and extra, you know, dirty. Yeah.
Over the
mine's,
top.
Mine's your favorite.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Doom is coming up. And, of course, Dana Goldberg. So everything will be better.
Squee!
Your home
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome screenwriter Pete Jones and Tarleton Theater owner Tarl Knight. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.